The next coach on the teleconference is Indiana's Tom Allen. Indiana hosts Virginia on Saturday, a 7:30 p.m. Eastern Time kickoff on BTN. Coach, thank you very much for joining us. If you could give us some opening comments, then we'll go ahead and take questions.
Thank you. Excited about coming off a week one win down in Miami. Important for us in a lot of ways to get off to a great start and a big recruiting area for us for our program. So need to see a lot of our young men be able to go back to the state of Florida and have their families there for the game. So that was very positive. And now we got to be able to learn from the mistakes and build on the positives and get ready for a very good Virginia football team coming to Bloomington this year, and played them last year and know how physical they are and how well coached they are, and really been impressed with watching them on film. So looking forward to the opportunity to have our first home game in Bloomington with our newly renovated stadium that is going to be opened, and great opportunity for our crowd to come and support us.
Thank you, Coach. We'll go ahead and open it up for questions now.
To ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. As a reminder, if there are no questions in the queue, following 2 prompts, we will conclude that coach's portion of the call. Your first question is from Matt Weaver with Indiana 24/7.
Hey, Coach, how's it going?
Doing good, Matt. How are you?
I'm okay. You obviously played a number of true freshmen on Saturday. I think it was around 9. There's a few guys that in fall camp looked like they were close to maybe, you know, getting or being in the mix, or, you know, had a chance to get some decent playing time. Guys like James Miller and James Head, Miles Marshall, just curious what their status is, and do you see them being, you know, more in the mix going forward?
Yeah, you know, going through, you know, James Head was scheduled to play quite a bit, and then had an injury that set him back, and so wasn't back to 100%, so didn't want to play him and set him back further. So hopefully we'll get him back soon. And then James and Miles are right there in the mix, giving us a great look right now as we prepare. And they're guys that we're going to be having, I believe, will be getting some opportunities to play throughout the season, and we'll see how they handle those. But, yeah, I think those are two guys that are still growing and have tremendous talent and ability, and they're going to be really, really good players for us here. They just need a little more time.
Thank you, Coach.
You're welcome.
Again, if you have a question, simply press star, then the number 1 on your telephone keypad.
Coach, thank you very much for your time, and we'll talk to you. Oh, excuse me, we do have one more question for you.
We have a follow-up from Matt Weaver, Indiana 24/7.
Yeah, Coach, one more question. You talked about being kind of disappointed in the linebacker play from Saturday. One guy I know, I think he got on the field maybe for special teams, but didn't see him on defense, was Mike McGinnis. Is he still in the mix, or is he more of a special teams guy going forward?
I would say right now he is going to focus on special teams, and then as he continues to develop and have opportunities, the Mike position gives us some depth there for sure. Well, he's been taking some reps throughout practice, but he will primarily be showing his opportunities on special teams at this point in the season.
Okay, thank you, Coach.
You're welcome.
Coach, thanks for your time, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Have a great day.